Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Roofs can be installed year-round, so you don't have to wait until spring. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com or call 84.
This is Merlone and Fourier.
And I was kind of laughing at Wiggy again, because he was really disappointed what you got out of Hunter Henry this year. Wiggy.
I don't think we're going to solve the great bye week mystery.
Maybe Judon and Belichick got into a fight. Remember Bill came out with that black eye?
So we're going forward to fix the Patriots instead. Can we fix it?
Can we fix it?
No. No, we probably can't. It's Lou.
Oh, she's kind of cute. Then she drops the mask when they get rid of these things someday. And you're like, nope, not for me.
It's Christian.
I'm a terrible father, and I'm not mentoring enough young kids.
Send the money now.
It's Merlone and Fourier on WEEI.
Oh, happy Wednesday, everybody. We've got a big show here today. We've got a lot of different people going to be talking. Big Poppy's going to join us at some point.
Big Poppy!
Maybe in about an hour. What do you say, Foye?
What's up there, Lou? How you doing,
we're
buddy?
Just chilling. Rodney Harris is going to join us, get his thoughts on the game.
Are we certain
maybe
of that?
Of this weekend, we think as of right now. So we're going to be moving forward. We got good stuff to go. You know, and obviously, we just heard the rundown there talking about trying to fix the New England Patriots. And, of course, a lot of talk is still about the Patriots and what happened up in Buffalo and how to fix it and where you got to get Mac. And we're going to get to all of that. But we were talking before the show, and it kind of does it feel like we could be possibly missing the biggest story in the history of the NFL?
I'm not sure what you mean. But what story?
Could Sunday's game be Tom Brady's last?
That's up for talk show debate. What do you guys think?
And I know it sounds like just throwing like stuff against the wall, but it's not. I think you start listening to some of the people. You start reading the tea leaves. Let's go. I want to go back. Can we go back in the time machine?
I would love to do it.
Because you shouldn't be shocked by this statement, because May of last year, you had this to say about Tom Brady. You did.
I think you tricked him.
You had this.
You tricked me. I got it. This is what Christian said back in May.
All my guys are gone. My coordinators are gone. I'm going to sit there and have to work with another guy that I don't like. I think this is it. One more time. Let's see what we can do. Because I think the alternative, I think he needs to sit there and go, how do you really want it to end?
So you called this thing back in May. I think you're crazy. I still think you're crazy. But I'm willing to sit there and say that the reality's kind of hitting now. You know, Seth Wickersham, I don't know if you saw this last week. He wrote, there's just a hunch, but I'm predicting that this will be the last playoff run for three future Hall of Fame quarterbacks on their current teams. He says, we know that Steelers' Ben Roethlisberger retire, but I think Tom Brady will too. He went in talking about maybe Rodgers leaving Green Bay, but we know that Brett Roethlisberger retired, and Seth Wickersham, but I think that Tom Brady will too, he says. I think. Now, Seth Wickersham's done a lot
of
coverage.
What's he basing it on?
Listen, all I know is that Seth Wickersham has done a lot of reports coming out of Foxborough. And not many of them paint Bill Belichick, you know, in this rosy little picture. A lot of it is sort of slanted towards a Brady camp. You know what I mean? So you see that, and you're like, at least that was last week, and we're like, whatever. Number one, they're going to beat the Eagles. But, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not buying that one. How about this? Rick Stroud, Tampa Bay Times, on Friday, he wrote about this. Possibly his last dance. He said, Sunday's wild card game against the Eagles approaches. Bucks quarterback coach, the Tampa Bay Bucks quarterback coach, Clyde Christensen, has considered that we may be witnessing the end of the greatest career in history, NFL history. He says, I'm your typical fan, Christensen said, and I'll be thinking, is this the last time we're going to see him? The quarterback's coach for the Tampa Bay Bucks. And again, that was last week. And we're like, not buying it.
So I feel like there's like, so you feel like people are actually dropping hints. Like, so that's Seth Wickersham's
passive aggressive.
Did we always think he's tied in with Brady's camp?
No, no, and I feel like, you know, and if let's just say he did get some information, he wouldn't just come out and say it. He would have to say, it seems to me. I would say like the quarterback coach, Clyde Christensen. So he's obviously been with Brady in every single meeting for the last 2 years. You don't think this has come up? You don't think they've discussed it? You don't think that there's they've at least kind of like went over what he may want it to look like, and if he's kind of like, this is that's it? He's the exact same person who would do that. But why would he release it? Why would he say it out loud?
I don't know. I mean, it's Wickersham. We know that Steelers Roethlisberger will retire, but I think Tom Brady will too.
Based on what? Well, that's what I would say. Based on what?
All I'm saying, so Tom Brady.
Because I know I think he's going to retire.
How about Tom Brady, though, real quick?
Oh, Tom Brady himself.
Last week.
Did he say that he was retiring?
No, getting ready for the Eagles game. I don't know. Just it sounded like he's just using different words now. This was Brady last week talking about retirement.
I want to play as a championship level player. That's what I've said for a long time. And when I'm not able to do that, you know, I said a long time ago, when I suck, I'll retire. But what I really meant was when, you know, I'm not capable of leading the team to victory, then someone else has to do the job. I feel like I can do that. You know, I just love being out there with the guys, see if we can go, you know, beat a really tough Eagle team. This team's going to challenge us, and I'm going to have to play good football.
Is that different to you? I think it is. Like,
how so?
I'll retire when I suck, when I'm a bad quarterback. Now it's like championship level. Like, if I don't think I can,
if
there's a big difference, there's a big gap between I don't think I can win a Super Bowl to I suck. Isn't there?
No,
because it used to be
gap.
I suck. Now it's a little bit different.
Yeah, because if Brady sucks, you're still like, you know, 10-7. If you suck, if you're Tom Brady, you're 11 wins. You're the Patriots barely getting into the playoffs and maybe losing in the same round. First round. He doesn't want that. So
no, you kind of look like Mac.
I would say so. I mean, if you are going to go through this, if you think about it, if you are going to put your body through this, your mind through this, your family through this, like, it. Listen, hey, honey, it's got to be worth it. So what is it? So, okay, I'm Giselle. I'm having this discussion. We all talk about our jobs with our, you know, with our significant others. We all pillow talk. Listen, it better be, then you got to win the Super Bowl. That's the only way it's worth everybody being gone, me sacrificing my time, missing plays, missing practices. I got to win the Super Bowl. Because if you don't, then why are we doing this? We already have money. We already have fame. You have a new clothing line. You advertise for all these other companies. Like, so I can see that being a hint.
Yeah, and I just, you know, the kids now, the kids are 9, 12, and 14.
Yeah. Like, oh, 14-year-old, that's the one you're missing out
on. Yeah, the 12-year-old you're starting to miss out on.
Yeah, well, all of them, really.
9, I mean, they're all
Jack's 14.
Getting in a certain age.
He's in high school now, isn't he?
And your biggest thing, too, Christian, was like, we don't know, right? We don't know where the coordinators are going to go, if they're going to get new jobs or not. You know, we don't know what the future of Bruce Arians is, although he's starting to act like a guy that maybe he doesn't know what the future is. You know, you don't know how long Rob Gronkowski wants to play. Antonio Brown is gone. Chris Godwin is going to be gone, you know, most likely. And you just sort of look at it and just say, okay, it's changed a little bit. I suck to championship level, like winning a Super Bowl. You know, and do you want to do it again with new coordinators? You know, do you want to do it all over again? Let's see how long this ride continues. But how about this one here, Gautam Chopra? Like, we've been following this man in the arena, right? So today he tweeted this out. They're holding off the release of the final episode, Man of Arena. He says there will be a 10th episode of Man in the Arena, but it's still in production and likely out in the spring. As Tom Brady said in episode 9, perspective comes with time and space. So he wanted that to really reflect on what went down in Tampa last year. Be patient. It'll be worth it. Well, last year, you got plenty of time to reflect on what happened last year to win a Super Bowl. You had all offseason, you had all summer to kind of reflect on what that Super Bowl was. Why isn't that last episode in the tank? And why is it coming out in the spring? Do you want to reflect on a career instead of just the season?
You got to call up Antonio Brown and make sure he's around to be part of that episode.
But could you say that you're going to want to reflect on a career?
I think the one thing that everyone is being thrown off on is the whole, I'm going to play till I'm 45. When does he turn 45? Anybody know?
In camp this summer.
In camp.
He always turns 45.
Yeah, I'd like to play till my mid-40s.
Okay, now you're at your mid-40s. And I think the bigger issue, Lou, is the idea is that you left the Patriots to start all over again. And you really got to dictate and kind of pick and choose who was on your team. And you were led into a really good club. It just needed some leadership. And you won with that group of guys. And it was so much fun that it said, you know what?
screw it. Let's do it one more time. Let's bring everybody back. First team in NFL history.
Brought
bring
everybody
back.
Yeah.
Okay, so then they're in the playoffs again. I just don't think it's gonna look remotely close to what it looks like next year than it does this year. I think both coordinators and maybe if not both of them, maybe just you, the offensive coordinator. I think Bruce Arians, you mentioned this earlier, is showing every sign of a coach that has no patience and is willing to wait. He's had it. He's Dunsky. He's sick of the attitudes. He's sick of the press. Like, I remember last year and the year before, Bruce Arians was like a fun-loving, you know, joyous, like, you know, happy-go-lucky guy. He seems irritated. He's short. He's condescending. He's defiant. He's dismissive. I mean, does that look like a guy that's willing to go through another season again? He's already delegated all the work. He's mentioned it. His offensive coordinators do the work. His defensive coordinators do the work. He sits back and he regulates and he hops along on one leg.
So to me, it's like you just sort of add it up and it's like, you know, so we didn't announce it, you know, like Roethlisberger. There wasn't this big parade like we know what was going to happen down the stretch. And it's just, it's always been in the back burner. We read those things last week. We're like, whatever. First off, I think they're going to beat the Eagles. But no, this can't be it, right? And then there's more of it, more of it. Rob Ninkovich, this morning on Get Up, had this to say about Brady this weekend.
It wouldn't surprise me if Tom decided to just kind of walk away and do, you know, whatever he wants to do. Because, listen, right now he's in bonus time. How many 44-year-old quarterbacks have we seen throw for the amount of yards and touchdowns? And he'll be 45 in August. So at this point right now, you know, what else does he have to prove to anybody? What else does he have to check off the list? You know, when you feel content with your career and everything that you've done, you can kind of say, all right, I'm going to walk off on my own two feet.
I do think there's an aspect of that, of the Michael. Okay, he's buddies with Michael Strahan. Who went out better than Michael Strahan? Right. Honest to God. Think about it. I would say Jerome Bettis, but not nearly, like, the game was not nearly as huge as, you know, the Giants beating, you know, stopping the Patriots from having an undefeated season. And then he wins a Super Bowl and he's done. Rides off into the sunset. Next thing you know, he's a TV multimedia star, right? I do think there's something to, hey, I did something that nobody's ever done. We'll see if he wins the MVP or not. It's not getting any better. And I also don't feel like, I feel like your experience in the facility is going to be too much of a difference, peppered with the fact that your oldest son is now going to be 15. You've missed, like, you know, a big chunk of his youth.
No, and it's starting to become a little more of a, you know, reality. You know, last year when they won the Super Bowl and you looked at that team, and remember, we all said they can't keep everybody. Financially, no way everybody can come back. Well, they all did. And it was, run it back or do it again or whatever the hell their little slogan was
run
at the
back.
Time.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, we can take, what was it? Is it really one more run at this thing to try to win back-to-backs?
Yeah.
You know, because how much longer can it go on? And if the breakup comes this offseason with some bodies and some new people coming in there, whether it's coaches or personnel, you lose some big weapons or whatever it might be. Dominic and Sue, he signed a one-year deal to come back. A lot of guys.
Almost all of them.
Bringing it back for a year.
Godwin was franchised.
And it's, all right, one more. Because after that, it's going to look different. And am I in a position that I want to adjust to different at 45 years old? You know, so I just look at, like, what Ninkovich, like, Rob Ninkovich saying it to me kind of makes it, like, that was like kind of like the, Jesus, wait a minute. Like, are we missing something?
How about when I said it?
When you said it, it was like, I didn't buy it at all. I didn't make any sense of it. I just didn't.
Can I add something else to it?
But, I mean, the reality is they're playing the Rams here on Sunday.
Yeah, big game.
Is this how you thought that this is how he'd go out without telling anybody? And just playing a last game and in a month telling everybody he's done?
I do.
Or a week?
Do you think that he wants to do the whole Ben Roethlisberger, you know, routine?
I can't answer that.
Yeah, I don't know. I personally do not.
Like a final tour?
I think control and making himself the center of attention for a whole year. Think about it. Think about what it was like when he went to New England, when he came up here for that one game. Think about that circus.
What do you give to the man who has everything?
Now, think about now he's doing this in every single stadium that he goes to. He's having the same little hullabaloo where everybody's bowing to him, talking about how great he is, taking the attention away from the team, putting it on him. I think he's very aware of that. And I feel like he'd rather control it and be able to predict it and release it on his own terms instead of having somebody else break it. So what we do now is people are starting to kind of, you know, I think figure it out. Or kind of read the tea leaves. And like people are saying, and starting to dissect what they're saying. And he's changing the way he says, I'm going to play till I suck. No, not when I suck. Because that would mean, you know, I only win 9 games. And so if I can't play at a championship level. So if they can't beat the Rams, they're not at a championship level.
No, and we'll talk to a guy here in a little bit, I don't know, within the next hour or so, and David Ortiz, talk about going out, like, just being a force.
Example.
Right? Yeah. Going out on his terms. He's pushing his luck as far as, like, wanting to go out, you know.
Brady is.
Yeah, the ultimate.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, winning a Super Bowl, really, when you think about it, it's not easy to win a Super Bowl, even though he has made it look easy throughout his career with how many he's won. It's just not. Like, look at his team right now. Like, he doesn't know if he's got an offensive line. You know, he lost Chris Godwin. Antonio Brown lost his mind. So it's like you get to this point where you think you got a chance, and then all of a sudden the last week or two, your team sort of gets stripped a little bit. And say, yeah, we were close. We just, and then you realize, and he does, playing in the league so long, that you can get close a lot because it's really hard to win it, even though he's won a lot. And it's just, you're pushing it. You come back next year. What if next year ends up being a couple more injuries? And it's like a 10-8 team, 10-7 team, and it's just like one and done. It's
and
like,
maybe Bruce Arians is just sick of coaching. He seems like a guy that's done putting up with coaching.
Yeah.
He just wants to play golf and fish.
I don't know. It just sort of feels like, you know, you put it all together and you go to the Seth Wickersham and Brady's comments sort of changing his opinion a little bit. The quarterback coach of the Bucks, you know, Gautam Chopra talking about this man in the arena is going to come out in the spring now. And then all of a sudden, Rob Ninkovich again this morning on Get Up talking about this could be it for Tom Brady. So we're missing what could be the biggest story. Is it just going to happen and just sort of end? And would that be a Tom Brady thing to do? And if it does, what does it mean for Gronk? Is Gronk's career over as well? We'll do it next on Maloney and Forey. Again, David Ortiz will join us right around 3 o'clock. Rodney Harrison at about 4:30. We get to it all. It's coming up next on Maloney and Forey. All right, welcome back to the MFers talking about the country, the NFL world.
You're missing something.
Just maybe not talking about as much as they should, given the, you know, just the last few weeks.
Who mentioned this first? Was Seth Wickersham the guy?
Chris Curtis.
Chris Curtis?
Come on.
I think it was our guy Foguet back
in
May.
Let's not bring Curtis into
this. I think we have that. But I was asking about Rob, what it means for Rob Gronkowski. We all know that, I think at one point, even when he was in New England, I remember the whole rumors to Detroit. And the threat to retire, they'll never play with another quarterback. You know, when he retires, Brady comes over to Tampa, he unretires. But you sort of wonder, like, okay, what's the future of Rob Gronkowski?
I'm revolving myself.
Yeah, he's revolving himself. So is it tied strictly to Tom Brady? Chris Gronkowski, his brother, this was back in September. The end of September of this year, September 21st, I believe, 2021, he talked to TMZ and had this to say about Gronk's relationship with Brady.
How long do you think he'll keep doing this, Chris?
Really, I think the answer is as long as Tom plays. It was whatever Tom has left, I think that's what Rob has left as well. I just can't see him playing with another quarterback. You know, that's it's tough, man. It's tough to get that chemistry. It's tough to win, you know, once you lose that QB. So, I mean, I don't know what Tom has left. He looks amazing. So, it could be another 5 years still. But I think Rob will play it out until Tom plays it out is what I'm thinking.
All right. That?
So, I mean, I guess so. It's a little odd, though, but I can understand. And what I got from that is, like, listen, you just like, you're really gambling on winning if you don't know who your quarterback is. Like, Brady's a sure thing. He's about as close to a sure thing as any of these other quarterbacks. Aaron Rodgers is pretty much a sure thing when you look at, hey, you know you're going to be good. Your offense is going to be good. Your offense isn't going to suck. So I could see that. It's a little odd because, you know, I think at some point in time you just don't want to give it up. But if he leaves and then who's taking his spot? Some young rookie?
See, I could see Gronk feeling that way. Yeah, like Brady leaves. Well, I'm in Tampa. I'm enjoying life. I don't think we're a contender anymore. I got to start with a young quarterback.
It would suck. He would hate it. Yeah. Imagine, what if Mac was his quarterback?
I was losing that joy in life.
What if Mac and Gronk were paired up? How odd would that be? How It'd difficult be an odd would
couple.
It be?
If they roomed together, it would be the odd couple.
It would be the new odd couple.
Imagine if they all roomed together, the four of them, lived in the same. It'd be an odd couple.
It would suck.
Yeah, it would be the odd couple.
It would be like one guy's telling you not to do the keg stand, and listen, you got to hurry up and get to bed. We have work in the morning.
So I mean, but if you're Rob Gronkowski and you're sitting there saying, "Tom, this is great, man. You know, my body feels good. We're back in the playoffs. And, you know, made the NFC title game or whatever. I'm feeling good. This is Rob. I think this is it for me. Okay, yeah, you know, forget
me
about
too.
All that stuff. I'm done. Like, you know, I know my body feels good. I'm having fun, but I guess I'm retired too. Like, you have to ask Tom, like, hey, when can I retire? Like, when are you done? Because when you're done, I'm done.
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Yeah, no, I think it makes sense, though. It makes sense.
It does. Tyler, what do you got?
What about this idea? So the Manning cast has been a huge success, a blockbuster for ESPN. Amazon's trying to recreate it. Tom Brady and Gronk do their own version of a Manning cast, get the bag $15 million a piece. They don't have to take a single hit. They get paid $1 million per game, and everyone watches that version of Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime.
Hmm.
See, I could see Gronk doing that.
Yeah.
I could just see like Brady going done. He's just done. You know what I mean? Like, just done. Brady gear, Brady brand, whatever
Brady
the hell it's called.
Crypto, TB12. Collector watches, crypto, yachts,
all this stuff.
Brady even, boats.
Even like, did you guys Brady see like the video boats. Of him like introducing his Brady brand? Like, at the end of it, he sort of teased, like, this is just the beginning. Like, there's more. You know what I mean? So, what is that? Okay, he's a TB12 nutrition and Brady brand clothing, and he's like, yeah, there's more coming. You know, it's like, okay, what the hell would that be? I don't see him doing telecasts.
Well, the other problem with Gronk on a telecast, Gronk can't talk.
And it's to be a purpose, to be have passion in my life.
Yeah,
and
but you don't want to. Hold on, Peter.
Football
you don't want to listen. He was working with Fox, the only questions.
Awful.
Well, that's irrelevant. But my point is that the only questions he asked were about that he had to answer were about playing the tight end position and anything to do with the Patriots. Like, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't coming on there to provide analysis of the game. Hey, Gronk, what do you think about the first half? What?
Right.
Like, so that's
it does not matter. Coach Belichick is making you go out on that practice field, and he's making you show up on time, even if there's a blizzard.
Okay, so, right? That's all he did. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything, you know, next level.
No.
And but I would then also again, say, like, but to your point, though, real quick.
Yeah.
The whole brand thing and like pushing the body wear and the TB12 brand.
Sure.
Like you do kind of, you can't just disappear now. Like part of your brand is staying in the public eye. So you're not going to do a reality show like the Kardashians. So you're going to have to stay relevant. And if he's not playing, how is he staying relevant? Why do young people care about wearing the Brady band? What makes that cool?
I am the fire.
Is he the fire?
I understand it falls off, but I mean, you can't tell me the TB12 and Brady brand, like he needs to. You don't think Alex is sitting there or whatever? His manager is sitting there saying, "Listen, you got to keep playing football because we got to sell some more stuff. Like, you got to keep like literally 55. Like, we need another 10 years of this stuff. Like, it can't be all tied into that." And to be honest with you, talk about running risks of like you know next year teams you know, losing coaches, players leaving. You know, again, if you're leaving now on top of your game at 44 years old and either MVP or runner-up to MVP, and we'll see how the season ends for this team, you can sit there and say, at 44, look how it ended. I played all these years in the NFL. My body felt just as good the day I left as it did when I started. Like, that's worth something as opposed to saying, you know, sitting there in a cast, you know, or whatever, because he blew this out or blew that out, blew this out. He's like, see, I told you, pliability. Career's over because I just blew up my knee.
Yeah, what I think is actually amazing with all this is just like that there is no Brady fatigue. I mean, because there's
I think there is.
From whom? Like, for who's getting tired of him? I feel like even the discussion, okay, so it's Wednesday. So it is Wednesday, right?
Let's see,
right,
no one cares Wednesday. About Brady. This is in Tampa on the text line.
Okay, that's my point. Like, nobody
on the
cares.
Twitch, which you can check us out on Twitch. Just all you got to do is follow WEI on Twitch. You can watch the show there.
Ooh,
people in the same
thing. Stop fact, with the language.
Can't stand Brady. You know what I mean? Like, it's just...
You guys are reaching.
Yeah, we're reaching. Oh, by the way, I do remember having this conversation, Brady's final year with the New England Patriots. And I forget what week it was, midway through the year. We're like, are we missing the story that this is the last year for Brady, or could be? No, idiots. Brady ain't going anywhere. He's not stupid enough to leave.
What does Schefter know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was like, we're kind of missing a big story. Like, we're watching the final five or six games of Tom Brady's career here in New England. No, idiots. Stupid. Well, that's fine. I'm going to watch Sunday's game like it's his last game.
It would not surprise me if April, okay, in April, there was like a statement released from Brady expressing his gratitude, love, and appreciation for both teams that he played with, all the coaches that mentored him, and all the owners of the teams that he played for. His family, his parents, his kids, his baby mama, everybody.
See, I don't know if you can follow that timeline, though. You know, even this Gotham Chopra like tweet about the 10th episode of Manning Arena, it's still in production, likely out this spring. Don't we have to know kind of like free agency, draft, March? early April.
Well, that is important.
Like
because,
Tampa Bay sitting out there, yeah. Like, yeah, we're talking about like signing a quarterback, drafting a quarterback. Like, I don't know if you can wait till like end of April, May, deep into the spring or whatever. It's going to have to be, you know, shortly after this, and then maybe you could tease it. And say, oh, yeah, remember that episode's coming out in the spring? Yeah, that final episode is a 2-hour special, reflecting on my career. Not just a 1-hour piece.
Well, what do you think is more likely? Let me ask you this one. What do you think is more likely? Brady announcing before the season where he turns 45 that he's done, because his contract also runs out at that point in time. He signed that little extension, which added a year, or that he just, you know, unceremoniously just releases a statement and says, "I'm done. Thank you." Does he come back and sign a 1-day contract for the Patriots? Does he alert? Because why wouldn't you do that?
I'll tell you what, given where Brady's career is, it would be, I think it would almost like an Instagram sort of small video tease that something produced by Gotham Chopra is coming out. And you can watch it on ESPN Plus, a 2-hour goodbye from Tom Brady, and produce it that way. One of the most watched, you know, segments, and he's reflecting on his career, and he's talking to the fans that way. Like, that's how I can see
ultimately,
which is set up to do it in the offseason.
He wants to own the narrative. He wants to own the discussion. He doesn't want it to be released. He doesn't want somebody else speaking for him. He has to be able to control it. That's something that he didn't have.
Yeah. Let me go to the calls here, because Jerry and Keene, New Hampshire, bring something up I want him to discuss. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on with Lou and Christian.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. You know, the more I'm sitting here listening to discuss things about Tom Brady, and he's won Super Bowls, he has a beautiful wife, they're millionaires, they really don't need any more money. So my question to you guys is Tom Brady's life all about Tom Brady, or is he selfish? Because you did mention, you know, the kids that are growing up without him being there 6-8 months out of the year. So I'd just like to get your opinion on that.
I would say, first off, I think everyone's selfish. I think when it really comes down to it, you know, so I don't look at that and say, oh,
you can't play that sport and not be selfish.
Right.
Because you're required to be selfish because you have to devote so much time to it, and you have to sacrifice your relationships.
Yeah, so I just think, is Tom Brady selfish? Sure. I mean, part of him. Yeah, there's no question about it. But, I mean, it's like any kind of athlete. I mean, you're married to a woman, and you're like, yeah, I'm not done playing yet. What, you know, you're selfish? You need to stop now for me? Who's being selfish now? You want me to stop for you, but what about me, right? So, I mean, it kind of goes both ways. I understand he's got a family to raise, but it seems like they've kind of, this is how they've grown up.
Yeah, I know. The good part is that's all they used to. What's going to be all they weird, know. What's going to be weird is when he's home all the time.
Right, it's all they know.
That's going to be weird. Wait, shouldn't you be, it's August. Shouldn't you be in some weird city practicing?
Yeah.
Talking to the media?
You wonder
if
he gets like a real job and he's sitting there like, Daddy, it's May. I thought, why aren't we going to Costa Rica for 2 months?
Yeah.
Like, I got to work. What do you mean? You're being selfish. I want to go to Costa Rica for 2 months.
Pop-up shop here in Tampa.
Right. You know what I mean?
Why don't I ever talk to Uncle Alex?
When we going to Brazil for 8 weeks? And we usually do that with Mom. Yeah. Why aren't we doing it anymore?
Yeah.
So, is he selfish? I have a hard time calling him selfish because of the way he played his game and the team first and all these other things. He's a quarterback. He's an athlete.
Yeah, but it is. I would say that there's these things. Now, I don't know if Rob Ninkovich was prompted because of what Seth Wickersham, said. That's why they brought it up on ESPN. Or was this he just, you know, unsolicited? He just said it on his own.
So they had a producer meeting where they asked Rob, like, could this be Brady's last dance? And he's like, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. No, that's exactly how it happens. And I'm the same. Like, I'm just going to call it. I think the 45 was like just like a distraction, like a sleight of hand. Like, I don't want anyone to pay attention to what's really going on. I'm just going to be done. And I think a big part of this also is the way Bruce Arians has been acting. He's been out of control. I think he has a very, you know, slight grip on his team. Like the whole hitting of the Adams guy on defense. Like, and then his response to it, which we're going to play for you later on, that to me is a sign of a guy that has no patience anymore. He's done. So one of those coordinators are going to be like the new Joshua Daniels. I'm going to open up my world to you. I'm going to show you a brand new world.
So you think Bruce is kind of like high strung because he knows this is the last dance with Tom?
I do think, excellent choice of words. Like, yeah, I think he's high strung. For a guy, think about it, Tyler. He doesn't coach the offense. He doesn't coach the defense. He addresses the team. He manages the game. He delegates. I mean, why is he so uptight and high strung? Like, it can't just be all of Antonio Brown.
What happened to Why win, is lose, we booze?
Yeah, what happened to that guy? Where's the, yeah, where the hell is the, dude, relax.
What happened to the Kool-Aid man crashing through the wall? Where's the guy? Just relax. Monday, victory Monday.
He's physically attacking a player on his team. Why? When did he become such a disciplinarian? I don't get it. To me, that's a sign that Arians is gone. So if Arians is gone, one of the two coordinators, and it's really Byron Leftwich. If Byron Leftwich leaves, who is he working with?
Todd Bowles.
No, but who's running the office? Probably 29-year-old kid? Hey, like, I was a ball boy last year.
Josh?
It's just maybe it's one of the Belichick kids.
Charlie Weiss Jr.
Know. Maybe, yeah, his Charlie Weiss's son is like, I don't know where he's at now. But he's involved somewhere for some college team.
Can I throw out one other scenario along with, you know, if he wins, he retires? If Tom Brady does not announce what is going to happen and they get to the end of the season, do you guys understand where we're going to be again, right? We're going to be back at Brady Watch Part 2.
This one's going to be easier, though.
It
will be easier.
We will get.
He's
phone
not.
Call.
You
we
don't think he's
going
to. You don't think he's. I don't think he's ever going to play for another team.
Tom can come back. We don't need Mac Jones. I wouldn't trade him for Russell Wilson or Kyler Murray. But if Tom Brady comes back, get rid of Mac
Jones.
Oh, I
don't Jones. Think so. I don't I think so. It. I mean, as I much as you it. Love Tom Brady at this point or whatever, maybe some fans are just tired of it. I don't think anyone says we're going to bring Tom Brady back for a year. I mean, we're going to sign a 45-year-old
Brady Watch Part
45-year-old free agent. Like, I don't see that happening. But I do think I never in a million years thought it was possible that this would be it for him. I bought the 45. But I'm just saying, when you start looking at some of the things that have been written or said the last week or so, you have to start thinking about it. Well, like, this weekend, when they play the Rams, that could be it.
So your offensive coordinators mentioned it. Seth Wickersham has
mentioned
it.
Your quarterback coach has mentioned it. Rob Ninkovich has mentioned it. Seth Wickersham
Brady has basically alluded to a version of that.
Brady has changed his opinion to, I've always said that, you know, I'll quit when I suck. Now all of a sudden it's, I'll quit when I'm no longer take a team to a championship.
Well, that could
and maybe this team is not going to be able to be brought to a championship next year.
That could be this weekend. You could lose. Are they playing on Sunday or Saturday? I don't even know.
Sunday. Sunday.
When we brought this up on Friday.
Start thinking about that game, Foe. Yeah, you're in deep hole.
I'm in deep, deep.
What's up?
On Friday when we were discussing who, if, determined who wins the Super Bowl, who would this be the biggest deal for? When we brought up Tom Brady, you two and Fitzy were like, meh, doesn't matter.
Right. How many more you got to win?
Has that changed?
No.
If he retires?
Really? Well, who has the most to gain was the question.
No, it doesn't
change.
Who's
the gain? Who's this the biggest deal for?
It doesn't
change.
Tom
Brady wins. That's 22 years now of an institution that's been a part of football. No, I get it.
Gone. Such a long lead. It doesn't even matter.
I get it. But it's not like, I don't know how much more he has to gain other than for his own, like, okay, I went out winning a Super Bowl, which is a lot. Don't get me wrong. But we're talking about, you know, Rodgers just being a guy that's underperformed his whole career. We're talking about Matthew Stafford, everybody just calls a loser. Talking about Pat Mahomes on a path to possibly being the greatest quarterback of all time.
Is it at least
first 4 years
than
of his career?
Mike McCarthy at this point?
What's that?
Is it more than Mike McCarthy at this point?
Is it more than Mike?
That was Christian's answer.
The first name Christian said was
Mike McCarthy than Tom Brady.
I didn't even say that.
You did.
You can't prove it.
Absolutely.
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
Let
me get a couple calls before we move on to this next topic.
And don't start looking it up right now. Focus on the show. I'll be asking for some drops.
All right, let me go to Tom in Hull real quick. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, the Brady thing. First of all, Brady had to go to someplace warm. That's the deal he made with his wife. I know that pretty much for a fact.
Oh, you do,
he goes
huh?
Down to Tampa. Oh, yeah, I do. And the Tampa, I do. I'm telling you, Christian.
What did you talk to Giselle?
No, I got a couple of friends.
You said, hold on. You said you knew that for a fact. How do you know that for a fact, Tom?
I'm going by someone that I know. But the thing is she hated New England. So they're down to Tampa. It's his team. Arians, you know, he's a buffoon. It's Brady's team. And what Brady's doing is just remarkable. We all know it. And he's going to play until he starts throwing dots. And he's throwing dots right now. They're ridiculous. He's definitely coming back next year. We'll see what happens. I'm rooting for Brady, obviously. Are you kidding me? I love Tom Brady. I hope he pulls it off. I'm hoping it's going to be a Rodgers-Brady showdown. And I take Brady all day.
Okay.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Okay. Hey, appreciate it, Tom. Appreciate
I love
it.
How he finally had to say, well, okay, I didn't really.
And he's throwing dots right now.
He's throwing dots. He's throwing dots, Foye. All right, listen, whatever. We just thought about it.
We thought we'd bring it up
for
you.
I think it's a reality. And if it is, and it's the biggest story in the league, and you don't hear enough people maybe talking about it, the possibility of Tom Brady walking away. Well, Tom Brady, when he was here in New England, he always had this binky, right? Whether it was Brown or Welker or Edelman or even Gronk. Is that what Mac Jones needs? Or does he need a legit outside number one wide receiver? We'll do it next on Marloni and Foray. Well, Patriots season is over, and I think a lot of the offseason is going to be like how to fix this thing, or what the needs are, right? Especially maybe even, you know, offensively, defensively. I think offensively, I think it's pretty clear, right? The question is like, will he be able to go out there and find another weapon for Mac Jones, correct?
Like, okay, I'm not saying it's a primary need, the number one need. But, yes, that is a need.
So you think defense is still number one?
I think your number one primary need is a deep, like, well, we can get into the different positions. But, yeah, you need a defensive guy. You need a defensive guy.
Well, I'm just saying, when it comes to Mac, and I've said this too, like, listen, we don't know what Mac Jones is going to be. You know, I think most Patriot fans hope he's going to be something. And that's just basically it. I think it's hope, and we'll see what he develops. Maybe we'll know more in a couple
of years.
Hope
that he elevates to an elite status.
Right. But how does he do that with the current crop? Like, how does he elevate? Like, if you bring back the exact same, you know, tight ends, wide receivers, and they're all under contract, because I think Jacoby Myers, who's restricted, will come back. Like, what does it look like? Like, I heard Gresh talking about, like, you know, where he is right now. Was it 23-13? You know, his touchdowns, interceptions, whatever it was their year. He's like, I can see that 13 number kind of staying there, 17-game season, 13, 12, 15, having those types of, that type of career. But how does he get from 23 to 35 touchdowns? That's the leap he wants them to take. And I'm sitting there saying, okay, number one, the Patriots, I feel like they're going to run the football. I'm not so sure it's like touchdowns. I'm not so sure it's 35 touchdowns, especially with this group. I would look more to yards. Does he go from 225 a game to 275 a game? You know, does he throw the ball more? You know, does he go from, you know, 22 to 23, 25 attempts? Is it 35? Is he 270? Is he average 275, 280? Because I still think Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson are going to gobble up a lot of touchdowns. So he doesn't throw for 35. But how the hell does he turn into that guy? 35 touchdowns, 275 yards a game with this current group if they don't go out and find him something else?
Well, I would say that with the current group, if they run it back and everybody stays the same, I would just naturally assume that everybody gets better. So all the ships are rising. Everybody's getting better.
See, that is an awful assumption. Because teams have made that mistake for years.
I would think that, but
go ask Dombrowski.
It doesn't necessarily going to happen. Because there are some duds in that group. There are some duds, and some younger guys are going to end up taking some playing time away from the older guys who got paid a lot of money during free agency. But no, I 100% believe you need to get him like an alpha dog. Like, whether that's an outside receiver or whether it's an inside receiver, but the Patriots are an inside-out offense. Like, the outside receivers are needed, but they're not the primary necessity. Like, they rather stick with the return routes, the hook routes, the option routes, finding the voids, quick little 4 or 5 yards, got to have a guy.
Would you consider, like, Jacoby Myers a slot receiver?
I would consider, if I was going to put one tag on him, as far as the way I view him, I would say possession receiver.
But not a slot. He's not the quick, shifty, get open in a square box.
But I feel like that takes a lot of different forms. Like, no, I wonder what his three-cone drill is. We should find that out. His three-cone drill, I'm sure, pales in comparison
to Welker and
Edelman.
Because we hear before, like, they need an Edelman, a Welker, that type, like a guy that they can count on, move the chains, Gronk, and you know. And then it's like, well, no, they need to upgrade Aguilar, you know, because they've already got those guys that can catch the ball, move the chains. A guy like Myers, a guy like Hunter Henry, Kendrick Bourne, they got those guys. They need a weapon on the outside. They need a Jamar Chase. They need a difference maker out there, right? And you sort of sit there and say, okay, well, this offense, it having a deep threat, like, that's going to make this offense go. Like, Tom Brady had an unbelievable offense and never really had that deep threat other than Moss. So that's not what this makes this offense grow. What makes it grow is a faster, quicker, guy gets open, better version of Jacoby Myers. And Jacoby Myers is a good wide receiver for them. But you know what I mean? Like Welker type, Edelman type in that slot. Maybe just getting another guy like that rather than that number one wide receiver guy.
So I just wanted to look this up real quick. So was it Jacoby Myers three-cone drill, 3.07.
Oh, 7.07.
7.07, right?
I was going to say, yes. 3.7, that's pretty close.
7.07. So,
what is that rank?
Julian Edelman was a...
6.5.
It was a 6.62, which is one of the best in the draft. Comparisons, Deion Branch is a comparison.
That's crazy in the
Anthony
draft.
Anthony Gonzalez, who was a wide receiver out of Ohio State. So even when I look at these comparisons, these are some older players, you know, who a lot of people listening probably won't even remember, but Anthony Gonzalez was a real shifty, you know, midline guy. Huh?
Colts.
Well, yeah, but I remember from college, but yeah, and the Colts. And Deion Branch, who all of us kind of remember. So it is interesting. But no, so Jakobi Meyers is not is not necessarily the guy. And I feel like we talked to somebody else who said he isn't the guy. Maybe it was Lombardi when we were mentioning him. But he's reliable, but I feel like he'd be a good complement to another guy like that. You throw it to him, he usually catches it 99% of the time.
So Tommy Curran, he was on with Gresham Keefe, and he was asked, was it Gresham Keefe? I don't even know.
This was the Patriots Talk podcast.
Oh, my bad, because I know he's on with them, too. Okay, Patriots, podcast. And had this to say about whether it is that number one wide receiver or that binky that he might need.
When we say, go get a number one receiver, it's so friggin' tired to me because it evokes a player who's 6'2", 220, looks like A.J. Brown or N'Keal Harry or A.J. Green, and I don't want that. I want Deebo Samuel. I want Cooper Kupp. I want Julian Edelman. I want Hunter Renfro. Mm-hmm. I want Braxton Berrios. You don't need a number one. You need that particular human, fast, small area type player who can be relied on third and four.
I wouldn't put Cooper Kupp, but he's obviously a number one. Maybe he's a 1A when Robert Woods comes back. But that dude's a number one all day long. But I get
He is, but
he wants a hybrid. He wants a versatile
number one out
hybrid.
Of the slot. Kind of moves around the inside of the
field.
Well,
my point is that he wants I get what he's doing with the whole, you know, pigeonholing some of these body types as number ones, outside threats, guys that can, you know, win on the outside, knowing that the sideline is there also as a 12th defender. Like, I get that part. So Deebo Samuel's like, he's playing tailback. Like, he's playing tailback for the San Francisco 49ers. Big, strong, physical, can do multiple things, very versatile. Like all the other guys that he mentioned. Like Amendola. I mean, listen, the body type's the same. The skill set is the same. The most important thing, obviously, when you have all those things is just, okay, do they know where they're going? And that's a shared relationship between a quarterback and a wide receiver, which is really the most important thing. Jakobi Meyers has that with Mac. There's a lot of trust there.
So let me ask you this, because I just saw this real quick. Mel Kiper. How about this? He came out with his first draft.
Like, was already?
1.0, I don't know how many he's going to do
January.
Here.
He's
going to do how many of these, 20?
It's January. He came out with his first draft, and the Patriots who picked 21. He had Jameson Williams, wide receiver out of Alabama.
Mac Jones is better than Brady.
Oh, Alabama. God. Obviously, tore his ACL, but he says had a fantastic season. He'd likely be in the top 10 range if he didn't tear his ACL in the national championship, which means he might not be ready for training camp still. I don't think he's going to fall too far because he's a true number one wideout when he's healthy. This is good value for New England. So the value part is this guy is probably going to be a top 10 wide receiver. He's tore his ACL. Maybe he's there for year 21.
Not a freaking chance.
Why you got to ruin my parade?
No freaking way.
Why you got to bring me down?
You don't think, it's hump day. You don't think N'Keal, and he mentions this in his piece, N'Keal Harry hasn't really developed like they
had. You cannot not dive in because you screwed up N'Keal Harry three years ago.
Oh, yes, you can.
No.
You're not any good at it. They are not going to draft a wide receiver in the first round in our lifetime. We'll all be dead.
But it's more of a collaborative effort now. Like, Bill's actually opening up his
no
world
way.
To the scouts and everybody,
that.
Ziegler
you
and everyone.
You don't believe that at all.
I think if this kid drops to 21 because of his ACL, I think you dive in all day, every day.
They've done the whole former, like, number one pick guy that was hurt coming off a knee injury. That guy didn't work. The kid from Florida, remember that defensive end from Florida, tackle. I can't remember what his name was. He was here for like a hot minute. They ended up trading him to the Rams.
Tackle.
They are not drafting a wide receiver. No freaking way. I'm raising
At one in the first round.
You want to grab one at two? Go ahead. You have just as good a chance of being successful with a second round pick as wide receiver as you do one.
About Dominic Easley?
Dominic Easley. Yeah. That guy. How did that work out? Oh, great. And they're so stupid. Hey, great value. Yeah, nobody wants him because they know he can't play.
There's no way that you know, draft room is sitting there saying, what about this wide receiver? What about this wide receiver? Yeah, we like it. No, guys, we can't draft a wide receiver in the first round because of N'Keal Harry.
Well,
he's not the only one because there's others too. It was the kid out of Florida years ago, like 08, whatever. Well, who was that wide receiver that they traded up for? That sucked, too. I forget what it was, but he was
Dobson?
Like, no. There's another guy. I'll think about it during the break.
Christian nailed the Tom Brady thing. We should have a little faith in him this time.
Chad Jackson.
Okay, again, not going to happen. And here's the thing. They don't need. They have so many other majorly impressing needs. Yeah. Pressing needs, and then for them to go grab another wide receiver that probably or may not even be healthy, and two, you have no idea if they're even capable of doing this.
By the way, the Clemson quarterback is going to be the number one pick overall in 2023. DJ Uiagalelei.
Jeez. We got to talk to Kuiper again before the draft.
We'll bring him back. Friend of the show.
Fun. I feel like now that we talked to Costos, we can handle Kuiper. It's no big deal. Like, we just drink a lot of coffee, get on some Adderall, and just rip through it. It's a piece of cake.
Snickers bar maybe and a little ginger ale, and that's basically it.
All right, so we're hearing about Jameson Williams in the draft. Christian Fourier says there's no way they dive back into the draft. But there are some guys, some free agents, that are out there that potentially the Patriots could go after. There's one guy rumored in a trade. We'll hit on that. But coming up next, we hope, we think, we'll see. David Ortiz, who currently, I think, right about now, you got about 48%, 50% of the ballots. He's like 83% vote. David Ortiz could very well be a first ballot Hall of Famer. We'll talk to David. That's coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.